This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that put on a crispy white tee, some new white dunks, the Tiffany's. Stepped out into the sun directly after hurting his back pretty bad, deadlifting wrong at the gym.
You gotta use an X bar,
dog. I should, because I was using the straight bar and it fucked my lower back up just a little bit. Just enough to put a little seasoning on the rest of the day.
Not too much for you to look fresher than wet paint today. I'll tell you that, my friend.
My God.
Summertime.
Dipped in it. Nick, you can talk whenever. It's not one of ones where you have to wait for
God,
us.
Oh, my God. I wasn't sure.
Are those the worst where it's like they talk for 45 minutes and then you're like...
You got to say something. They're like, one of these, you know?
It's like waiting to hop into a double Dutch.
Yeah. Just wait your time. Yeah. I got my pigtails in.
Right, exactly.
I'm ready to go.
Miss Mary Mac, all laced up in black.
Miss Mary Mac, a Minneapolis gal.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of Minneapolis, Sean S. Jordan
on
Twitter. Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on the gram.
A lot of those out there.
We're seeing a lot of those lately.
A lot of those out there.
How the hell are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic, Booby. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Did you see what just came out of my mouth naturally?
You called him
Booby. Oh, wow.
I've never done that in my life.
I'm the first Jew he ever met.
Oh, yeah?
South Dakota.
Not a lot in South Dakota.
Yeah. South Dakota is barren of that.
The Sioux Falls Synagogue is a Taco John's that's been closed for 3 years.
They should have like a Sturgesstein or some kind of Jewish motorcycle get together.
Harvey Sturgesstein.
Oh, Sturgewitz.
Yeah. Oh, the chrome on this thing.
You're going too fast. 35. It says 35. Signs have written for a reason.
Speed limit in South Dakota is 85, dog.
That's insane.
Why is it running away? Montana used to not have one.
Yeah, Montana didn't have one. And I don't think they had a helmet law either.
Oh, my God.
They don't give a shit.
They were like, go for it, man.
We got
big
pulled
sky,
over.
Big nuts.
In Montana, we got pulled over, and the cop was like, we think you're going too fast. I'm like, make a speed limit, dog. It's crazy.
Did they not give you a ticket?
No, they didn't. But they're just like, we think you should slow down. We're like, we're 17.
Just like me, Jerry, thinks that you are going.
Just on we're a human. Skateboarders in a Dodge Colt when we're 17. Like, we're going to go 110.
Just on a human level here.
That's insane that they can just pull people over and be like, go slower or faster.
Yeah.
We don't know how fast you were going.
Just get out of here.
It's not my business.
Yeah.
I was halfway into this jalapeno cream cheese roller from 7-Eleven, so I wasn't really paying full attention.
So then we beat the shit out of the cop.
Damn.
The cop pulls people over just to meet people. It's like, there's fucking nobody else in this state.
Haven't seen anyone in Bozeman for a while.
Brings you to Helena. How are you?
I just want a friend.
You guys go through Glendive? How'd you get here?
Sean, this will come out in 2 weeks.
Sure.
What are you up to? What are you up to right now?
Anything
to direct people towards?
Chilling. Got an album coming out the end of April or the first week in May. I'm not 100% sure yet, but very soon. As soon as I nail the date down, we'll put a little addendum in here. Did I do that right?
Addendum?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Sorry.
No, go for it.
Jump right in.
I just said you had no idea. You have no idea when the album comes out.
I have a loose idea.
Okay. Who produced it? The cop in Montana?
Yeah.
It's like, I have no idea. It's either coming out in a week or it's not.
It was Officer Cy Harleystein. Nick Swartzen in the studio.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Hey. At Nick Swartzen on Twitter.
Correct.
At Nick Swartzen on Instagram.
Real Nick Swartzen on Instagram.
Real Nick Swartzen on Instagram.
So I had to do like a real.
You and the president.
Yeah,
man. Got the reel in front of it.
Just neck and neck.
Just letting people know.
Of all the crazy things about existing right now, it's very funny that the president has real Donald Trump in his Twitter handle.
Seriously.
Like, he couldn't have just copped the just Donald Trump once he got elected. how are you? You were just in Hawaii. Now you're in LA for a bit.
I was filming a movie in Hawaii. Myself, David Spade, and Rob Schneider.
Hell yeah,
hell yeah.
And it was fun. It's kind of sucked though because I love Hawaii. I spent time there. And the director was like, I got to Hawaii, ran to the ocean, went swimming, was going to go surfing. And I got out, and then I was all burned and shit because I have Minnesota skin.
Right.
And so I got out, and the director was like, oh, hey, can you do me a favor? And I was like, yeah, what's up? And he goes, just while you're here in Hawaii for the next month, can you just not go in the water or go in the sun?
Fuck.
Not go in the water or go in the sun. Not go in the water or go in the sun. I was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, that would just help us a lot with, whatever the fuck, continuity with the scenes. So I couldn't go in the water. I couldn't go outside. And then I don't drink when I film, so I couldn't drink.
Oh, whoa. Damn.
So it was just, I was just walking around like a fucking apparition around the resort with like sunglasses, hat down,
like hood a big
on.
Hat.
Yeah, too much sunscreen.
Just looking like
not
powder.
Drinking. Yeah, it was just, exactly.
Looking like when they've like brought E.T. people. Out in public.
Like a Mary J. Blige.
E.T.'s video. Witness protection program.
Is that Mariah Carey over there?
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's a fucking bummer.
Yeah, that's gnarly, like, dude.
No fun in Hawaii, but at least you got the vibe you can pick up still.
Yeah, but it was even creepier because I would just go out at night.
Yeah.
So I'd be the only person like swimming at like 1 a.m.
Oh, that's right.
Like,
can you surf?
That creepy person.
Can you like get up and surf?
I can surf a little bit. Yeah, I'm definitely not great, but I stood up on my first wave, which I'm always proud
that's
of.
Dog, crazy. Seriously, it's the hardest thing I've ever tried in my life. And I've been skating for like 25 years.
Did you skate or snowboard before?
I did. I grew up skating. I don't skate anymore, but I was.
Do you ever go to Buck Hill?
Yeah, of course. Buck Hill's in Minnesota. Yeah, it's Buck Hill's all right.
I just love seeing Buck Hill. References of the Midwest. Yeah. I just love talking about the Midwest.
We'll be driving by a Kmart, and he'll be like, Costin kick-flipped over a fucking grocery cart here once. And I'm like, oh, tight.
Yeah. You can't tell?
You can't. You feel the energy coming off this place.
There's so many tricks now with skating.
Oh, my God. Good Christ God, Air 900s.
Yeah.
I mean, just to name a few.
Get a fucking
flip zippy off the front side fucking Falcon.
Exactly.
Yeah, good God.
Jumbo off the Hakuna Matata. Liquor, you said you had a Liquor Lyle story.
Yeah, so we're just talking about the Midwest and Twin Cities. So I'm from Minnesota, bless its heart. And we were just saying a lot of people don't really know. I mean, they know of Minneapolis, but they don't like consider it like a big legitimate city, even though we have like every sports team. I mean, we have everything. But great art community. And
seriously.
So we were talking
theater,
about
the theater. What is it? The
big theater, the Guthrie.
The Guthrie.
There's
so beautiful.
Dude, out in the back where you can look at the river and they have like those brick steps or whatever. It's so
it's
sick.
Gorgeous, man.
Go there like sunset.
But the comedy scene there is great.
Crazy.
The music scene's amazing. Rhymesayers and all those guys.
Yeah.
All those guys and girls. Good Lord.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this bar, Liquor Lyle's. Minnesota's a big drinking town. I mean, the Midwest is just psychotic anyway. It's like horrific.
Yeah.
I mean,
nobody even bats an eye when you're like, let me get 4 Jamesons at noon. They're like, obviously, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, totally.
We weren't open at 11. So yeah, catch up. Yeah.
Yeah. My buddy, one of my best friends, John, lives there and he visited LA. And I told my buddies, I'm like, yeah, we're going to go out drinking. And they're like, okay, great. And I go, he really drinks. And they're like, okay, whatever. And I go, they're like, what does he drink? And I go, he drinks a double vodka Red Bull with a Jameson chaser.
Duh.
A side of Jameson.
A side of Jameson.
Side of Jameson neat.
Like it's ranch.
And they were like, that's not real. And I'm like, no, it's fucking real. And then so he flew in and we go to the bar, meet my buddies, and we're hanging out. And he's like, goes to the bartender and say, yeah, can I double vodka and Red Bull with a shot of Jameson? And all my friends are like, that's fucking real. You're real? And my buddy proceeded to put down like 10 of those rounds. So anyway, we go to this place, Liquor Lyle's, which is known for their 2-for-1s.
Yes.
And it was like Christmas week, which people drink even more.
Yeah,
and everyone's opening vomit Christmas morning. And so my brother and my friends are like 2-for-1s, shit-faced. My brother, we leave the bar to go to another bar. My brother takes a wipe out middle of the street, slips on the ice, smack, all fucked up. And we're like, let's go, man, get up. And my brother's like, nah, something's wrong. I hurt my leg. We're like, fucking bitch. Come on, let's go. We go bar hopping for another 2 hours.
Yeah.
Everyone just kind of goes into a zombie mode and vanishes. The next day, I call my brother. He had passed out in front of his apartment door and then woke up and went to the doctor, and he had broken his leg.
Holy shit.
And we didn't know that. We made him go out bar hopping for another 2 hours with a
literally
broken
hopping.
Leg.
Yeah.
and he had broken his leg on that fall.
That is wild.
Dr. Liquor Lyles prescribed him 8 more bars that night.
So if you want to go to Liquor Lyles,
get ready for that kind of evening. Where can people fuck with you these days? What should people be on the lookout? Come fuck with me.
What do I have? I just have a new special on Netflix called Comedians of the World.
Yeah.
Me and Dalia, Neil Brennan, Nicole Byer. That came out in January. I'm working on a new special, and then I'm trying to get a TV show going. So I'm developing like 3 shows right now.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Just to kind of get off the road. I was touring on and off on my own, and then with Adam Sandler, David Spade, and Schneider, we did like a big tour on and off for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but now I'm just kind of chilling. I want to have a summer off and just watch baseball and get smashed.
Absolutely. Twins fan?
Yeah, big Twins fan. We're looking decent right now.
Are they looking good?
Yeah.
I'll get into baseball like right after the NBA ends.
I know. It's kind of hard to switch gears.
Yeah.
And, with college basketball, hockey playoffs, NBA playoffs.
There's so much going on. It's hard to really, and knowing that there's still going to be 100 games once all that's over.
I know. Longest season. And then there's people that are like, the fucking 2 psycho fans that are like, the Red Sox are fucked.
Yeah, I know.
And they're like,
I know.
1-5. I'm like,
7 games into the season. It's fucking over. There's no starting pitching.
What fact?
Yeah.
Fact is.
Mookie Betts is still going to hit 80 more home runs this year. Yeah, and they're all like, fucking over. So fuck with Swartzen. Keep a lookout for the new shit.
Yeah, just I'm mainly on Instagram at Real Nick Swartzen. And I've got select dates. I'm just trying to work out a new set. Which, it's just always the fucking worst. When you release a special as a comedian, you just kind of torch all that, and then you kind of have to start from scratch.
Right, there's nothing scarier than a white page just looking back at you, and you're like, oh, Jesus.
Just a white fucking male page.
Just a straight, just a fucking...
just staring at you.
Just oppressing you.
Yeah.
Just really...
judging.
Yeah.
You just hear DMX growling.
Making that noise? Well, yeah. Yeah.
You guys probably thought DMX was here for a second.
I did. For the listeners at home, DMX is in the studio.
That was just me.
He's got a sleepy time tea with some honey in it. He's getting over a thing.
You gotta look at the paper. Oh, some jokes.
David Bory.
Hey.
The G is silent on Twitter.
Hey.
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on
that
Instagram.
Is me.
Not changing it.
Never,
same
ever.
Same number, same hood.
Cool Fuck you, Guy Mom. Jokes 87. And Dad.
Where are you from in this country? What state are you from?
Colorado.
Colorado.
Fucking
Christ.
Very familiar with the two vodka, Red Bull, Jameson Chaser.
That's a cordial. That's my favorite brunch.
That's a loose handshake.
Family
reunion. And shit, dude.
That's how I kickstart the motor.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say this because I've got shows coming up there, and I've done a lot of shows in Denver.
Yeah,
and I would say that's probably I'm going to make a bold statement.
Go on.
That's probably the fucking number one craziest party town in the country.
Yeah,
right now.
I've been saying it for years.
They'll get you there.
It's out of control.
It's gross. It's mountain people who have no fucking...
You'll find yourself in weird situations. I found myself in a hot tub. You know what I mean? Not the last time I was there, but 2 times ago.
Yeah.
Just like in a hot tub with naked people. Like it's somebody... I'm like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, we love a good spa.
What were the things that, last time I was there, I got into a relationship. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, you poop outside sometimes.
Yeah,
steal a bunch of shit from the hotel.
No, it's fucking nuts, man. I had to and I'm pretty fluent in getting after it.
Yeah.
I had to tap out. I did shows there, and then I stayed an extra 2 weeks, and I was finally my buddy opened for me. He was like, I thought we were going to be here a day.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's just stop talking. Let's just see where this goes. So
what's that street? Nice. What's the hip street where the festival is and everything?
That's on South Broad. I'm more of a Colfax man myself.
Colfax, yeah.
Yeah, South Broadway's cool though. Shout out to the
Colfax
Hornet.
Runs the gamut, man.
Yeah.
Colfax gets gross real quick.
There's gnarly parts.
A Colfax?
Gnarly parts of Colfax.
Do we party on Colfax?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you do the Comedy Works?
I've never done Comedy Works. I'd love to do Comedy Works.
Comedy Works is great.
Yeah, Comedy Works. They
take
listen.
Phone. They put your phone in a bag.
That's rad. I like that a lot.
But it's really intimate.
Uh-huh.
It's low ceilings. It's nuts.
We'll do High Plains there. That's really fun. We'll be back.
I'm not drinking right now, so I'm going to see how this plays out.
How's that going? I'm trying not to drink that much either. Month and a half in, do you have a goal you're going for? Just let me see.
I'm
going
to do another month.
Yeah.
I'm on a crazy fucking diet. I'm just doing a full power detox.
Oh, you were talking about that diet. What are you into right now?
Well, I was always pretty healthy. Even when I drank my fucking tits off, I was kind of this conundrum where I would eat really healthy. So I would go to the bar and I would rip vodka. But I would have like, they'd be like, you want food? I'm like, yeah, let me get like a side of broccoli and like some hard boiled eggs. Yeah, literally. Yeah, yeah. People be like, what the fuck? And I'll be like, yeah, I'll take another double fucking vodka fire hose right in my eye.
Yeah.
So I detox like half the year. People don't really know that. So I'll drink a lot and then I'll like take time out.
Yeah.
So I went to this fucking doctor from Dallas, and it was my buddy's dad. And he does this thing called kinesiology. And then he also reads your body and checks your temperature of your organs.
Okay.
So he did this whole thing, and I'm lying down, and he's like feeling my ankles, and he's reading my body, and he goes, tell me about your diet. And I go, I eat a lot of eggs. He goes, well, cut eggs out.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, well, I have like eggs and brown rice. So I cut out brown rice, all grains.
Damn.
I quit dairy 10 years ago. So he's like, okay, good. I don't eat sugar. So he's like, okay. And he's like, well, cut out all fruit. So I had to cut out fruit, all seafood, all grains. I'd already cut dairy. I had to cut out eggs. I had to cut out. It was fucking insane.
So you're just eating vegetables right now.
So I'm eating all greens, chicken, turkey, and tofu. The meat has to be organic. And it's just like fucking nuts, dude.
Do you feel powerful though?
I feel good.
Yeah.
I sleep good. I wake up and like get shit done. And I'm doing stand up in this mindset, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's
that
kinda
is
trippy.
An interesting play. I did like a week when I was on a just straight up juice cleanse once.
Right.
And that was fun. Those were weird sets, man.
Yeah.
I was like really aggro. Not angry, but just like a very intense person on stage, which I usually am not.
I just did sets. I hadn't been on stage because Hawaii has no comedy club. So I hadn't been on stage for a while. And I just did some sets at the Comedy Store and the Improv, and I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just, it was all over the map. Everything was way too visceral. And
right,
like,
it really is.
I was
You're
just
clean
like,
burning.
Ah! Just energy not aligned or hungover.
It turns you into a fucking pace car. You know, you are like a fucking, one of those like race cars that just go for like 6 seconds. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're burning like clean fuel and everything. Everything's like too
It was
clear.
Intense. I felt like 10 Dane Cooks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like way too much.
A tank top. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, good for you, man. And then you're you're doing it for another month or so, and just
I'll do it for another month, then I go back to Minnesota.
Yeah.
So I'm going back for a month to work out sets. I'm gonna go and just do like open mics and just fuck around
God,
and do one nighters and just like work out. You know, I don't really like working out in LA.
It's hard
so
to
I want to go.
It's
I just want to go home.
You can't work out here.
I go back to Portland to do that stuff.
Me too.
I mean,
yeah.
Just go back for a couple weeks and just like do every show. And also, you can just do. Well, you can just do them here too. But like for me, I can't just go do shows in LA.
But even when you do it here, it's like there's just expectation. I mean, I did the Comedy Store, which I love, and it was, you know, it's just like everyone's just banging it out.
Yeah.
And then I go up like, hey, and I was just my set the other night was fine, but it wasn't like I wanna just like grind it, you know.
Right, you're right. You don't want fucking the booker from XYZ in the crowd, you know, when you're like trying to think for the
first
time.
I know, I've been trying to get into XYZ forever.
XYZ is great. Yeah.
Such a good room.
XYZ, that's like Amazon's new channel.
That booker
XYZ.
He puts a gun on the table, man.
ECKSWY.
I love Portland. Portland comedy is great.
Yeah,
I love Portland in general. It's
really
awesome.
Great. Yeah, it was a cool place for us to come up. We were very lucky.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet it's kind of a similar vibe to Minneapolis. Where
I think
extremely.
So,
it's smart, and you know they get it. You know, so if you want to go off the rails a little bit, they'll go with you.
Totally.
It's more. A lot of cities like to say they're like Portland, and I think Minneapolis is the one that's like actually the closest vibe wise.
I would agree
with that
completely.
And Portland's got really good food. I mean, they've always had good
food.
Now they've got like
phenomenal.
Really good food.
Have you been to Canard yet?
No.
Oh my god!
Is that where we had the duck?
We were kind of there.
We were at Canard. There's this place
I was in the building for sure.
What duck? What?
It's a duck pancake. It's called the Duck Stack. It's like a duck pancake thing. They got Marissa, you went. It's the guy who, I forget, Gabriel Rucker is the name of the chef. He's got this restaurant, Le Pigeon, and he opened a more casual place right next door called Canard, and it's fucking crazy good.
Yeah.
They've got like this steamed, like a White Castle cheeseburger, but like but the crazy best version of that you could ever hope for. Mm-hmm. The food is amazing.
Once you look on a menu and people are fucking with duck, you're like, okay, this place.
Yeah.
They're just taking it seriously.
Right, exactly. If they're cooking with weird animals, go to Canard when you're there.
I will for sure. I did, I was on this big tour. Whenever I do tours, I always overdo it. Like, I'll start out with like 30 cities.
Yeah.
And then I'll get cocky and I'll be like, oh, let's just add more.
Yeah.
So I'll do like 40. And then I'll get up to like 50. And I'm just like, let's throw in like 10 more. So, like, my last tour, I did like 63
Jesus
like
Christ.
Places.
That's gnarly.
And it like, I mean, like week two, I'm dreading. And then all of a sudden I'm like, what have I done?
Yeah.
And I was so, like, completely out of my mind that I did Portland and I called them Seattle.
Oh, no.
It was such a cliche, tour moment, but I literally did it. And then I went back after that to kind of work out at Helium, which is a great club.
Great club.
And I was like, hey, just shooting the show with the crowd. I'm like, yeah, I was here on my last tour. And I don't know if you guys remember. And some guy just goes, yeah, he called us Seattle.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, so you were,
That goes
you guys were at that show? It was like 90%
right between
the
ribs in Portland. That what? One, it goes right between the ribs. That's like the biggest pet peeve.
Oh, I know.
We have such a little brother complex to Seattle.
You are the little brother to Seattle.
We
Seattle
are.
Sucks, though.
Seattle sucks, but we're the cool little brother. But still, there's the, you know.
But you guys are like the little brother who smokes weed.
Yeah.
And then like your big brother's like a fucking nerd.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're going to sail a boat, big brother? You fucking loser. And I'm from Seattle. And I'm saying
We'll give you Tacoma.
Nobody wants that.
Seattle's an interesting town. It's the only place where I've almost gotten beat up at a bar.
Why?
I don't know. Me and my buddy like did shows and we were like going bar hopping up on that hill area.
Yeah.
And we went into this bar, and this is kind of a side story. We went to this bar and they're playing hip hop as we were walking past. They're playing the Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, let's go in here. And we went into the bar and everyone was staring at us. We're like, that's weird. And I go, yeah, okay. I mean, I guess I'm, I'm Reno 911, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And they were like weirdly staring at us. And we realized it was a lesbian hip hop bar, which is cool as fuck. So
that's
I didn't give
fantastic.
A shit. But we were the only guys in there. And all the women were like, they look like dudes, you know? But it was cool. So we drank and then we left. So that's a side story. So it was cool that Seattle is a lesbian hip hop bar. And then we went to this other bar. And these guys just like, I don't know, it was like some hipster bar. And there was like a table of like seven of them.
Dog.
And me and my buddy were just casually drinking. The bartender was a big fan and bought us around, and these guys wanted to fight us.
Yeah.
So they followed us like to three more bars.
No
and,
shit.
And then, so I was like, I go, all right, well, I'll just fight. I don't care.
Right? Yeah.
So I walked up to these guys. They were clearly passive aggressive energy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? And they just kind of stared at me and I'm like, what's up? And then they just didn't do anything. And I was like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
You got to get a night Seattle.
Fucking fuck, assholes.
Man. One of those telescopes.
I like
ones.
Seattle.
I like Seattle too, but in Portland and Seattle, I don't want to say this. Those fucking hipsters, dude, it's all a look.
Yeah.
It's all an act. I mean, we came up around a bunch of those. I have some dear friends who are like hard hipsters.
Yeah, yeah.
It almost feels weird to even use that term anymore. Yeah. There's so much, but like some of them are just fucking pricks, man.
Well, it's just so contrived. Like, they don't even understand how corny they are.
Right, exactly.
Where it's like, you're so hip that now you're being a cliche and now you're a fucking dork.
The snake has eaten its own tail. Yeah. Well,
like, I mean, Fred Armisen is one of my old friends.
Yeah. I saw him at the gym today. Just
did
out of
he
the
really?
Blue. Yeah, yeah.
In the Dale?
Oh, my God.
In the Dale.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fred is one of my oldest friends, and I've known him forever. I got him his first agent when he first came to
LA. No shit.
Yeah.
That's fun.
And I remember I saw him at this place called Largo in LA.
Yeah.
And he got off stage. It's like 15 years ago. And I go, hey, man, what's your deal? And he goes, oh, I just moved here. And he did this bit on stage, a sketch. And I go, do you have a tape of what you just did? It's one of the funniest things ever. I go, do you have an agent? And he goes, no. And I was with ICM at the time, his agency. And I brought in this tape. And I showed it to my agent. I go, you got to sign this guy. He's got nobody. And my agent's like, I don't get it. I'm like, what don't you get? This guy's brilliant. So he goes, no, I pass on him. I take him to another agent's office, passes on him. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I finally take him to this other agent who was really great. And I go, you got to sign this guy. And he goes, oh, this guy's a genius. He signed him and he was his agent for like 12 years.
Visionaries are so rare. Anyone with any vision.
It's
you
fucking
know what
insane.
I mean? It's
and then
so
I left
rare.
That agency. Me and Fred both did.
Yeah.
But so I did. He called me to do an episode of Portlandia.
Yeah.
Which I did with Josh Homme. And we played like a bad gay couple.
I remember it. Really, yeah,
funny. And we went out in Portland. So this is the point of the story. I go, oh, you must be like worshipped in Portland. You know what I mean? She says, like, homage to this town. And he goes, no. He goes, it's fucking hit or miss.
It's a continent.
He goes, it's either people get it and they love it or they fucking don't, dude. So he goes, our line producer would call locations. And he'd be like, hey, man, we'd love to film at your coffee shop. And they'd be like, okay, what's it for? And they're like, Portlandia. And the phone would just hang up.
It's for real. It's crazy the amount of people there who think it's like a pure insult.
Yeah.
When it's
you insane.
Know, it's insane.
If you did that in Minneapolis, they would love it.
Plus, there's Carrie Brownstein who'd been living in Portland like forever. And like,
sure.
you know,
and
she's before
an
that
indie
lived in,
darling.
She's an indie darling. She'd lived in Olympia before that. She either lived in Olympia or Portland. And we're going to fucking talk shit about her. That was always crazy to me.
Well, and that show is just so accurate. It's so accurate where you're like, You can get mad, but they're not lying.
A direct hit.
Well, your anger only makes it more valid. Right, exactly. Now you're hitting like what you are.
The people who were mad were like the bike messenger character that Fred played. Yeah. That was like exactly who hated him. It was fucking wild.
They're like people handing out flyers.
Yeah, right.
Someone comes up to me like, hey, you have buck teeth. And I'm like, fuck you, I do not. Yeah, I do.
You got buck teeth?
I
got
buck teeth. Your teeth are that buck. You bring it up a lot.
Every part of me is buck, dude.
Beaver.
Buck hill. You need to take 20% off. Buck hill, dude.
Well, shit, we got to do this draft real quick.
Yeah.
Because we got to get you out of here to go watch Auburn play Virginia.
Oh, yeah, I got money on it.
Virginia.
Wait, really quick?
Yes.
When I was in Portland, so Fred's like, hey, you want to get lunch?
Yeah.
So we go out, we walk into this restaurant, and I just look over, and the entire kitchen staff is like glaring at us.
Yeah.
And I turn to Fred, and I go, hey, should we go somewhere else? And Fred's like so innocent. He's like, what? No, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And I go, I'm getting like, fucking, I don't think this place likes us. And he goes, no, I think we're fine. I'm like, no, I know what fucking glaring is, Fred. Yeah. I know what glaring is. And he's like, no. And I was like nervous the whole time I was eating. I'm like, are we just eating like hipster diarrhea right now? Yeah, what is this dish that they made specially for us? It was fine, but it was just funny. It was just like,
just unwashed kale. You know,
just kale.
But if anyone's, I mean, we have a lot of listeners in Portland on account of where we're from them, you know.
Yeah.
Nick and Fred both get a full Portland G pass.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah,
for God's sake.
Wild to me.
I'll go to both of your donut shops. You can fucking go to
go to Blue Star and Voodoo, you know?
God, I made the mistake of bringing that up on stage.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I went to Blue Star. I was like, hey, man, what the fuck? Yeah. And people were like, yeah, Blue Star. I was like, well, this is now the Bloods and Crips of Portland.
It is the Bloods and Crips
this
of Portland.
This is a fucking full-out gang fight.
It's fucking crazy.
I like that.
Yeah. That there's like hard donut allegiance.
Donut I like the idea.
It's
like,
not even a joke.
I lost my
though,
cousin
Dave.
In the donut riot.
Yeah, but that might actually happen. You might go to Salt and Straw and catch a fucking waffle cone right in the fucking cone. Right
someone just walks up and stabs you with a waffle cone 30 times.
And then they hand it to somebody else who eats it. You know,
cone
it's
check.
Over. Yeah.
Dude, they throw sprinkles in your eyes and then cone to the larynx.
Yeah, dude. And then like the blood sausage flavor ice cream, which they would do. You know, they leave it on you symbolism. Next time you go to Portland, hit me up though. I've got like
I will for sure.
Like
I love
a long
that.
List of fucking recommendations.
Yeah, it's a great
place
town.
You gotta try. Kachka is amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm Ian Carmel at Ian Carmel across platform. Listen to All Fantasy Everything. Yeah. Shout out to super producer Marissa on the ones and twos.
The God.
Now we are gathered here in Headgum Studios in beautiful downtown Los Angeles, not only to just fucking run it back, although we could do that for another hour solid. We are gathered here to draft the perfect sandwich experience. Now, that's a type of sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Where you're eating it, who you're eating it with, living or dead, just no dead relatives.
Right.
Because, I mean, what are we, what are we trying to play? What are we trying to play the violin?
Yeah, no, that's
here?
You're right. No
yeah,
dead relatives.
Can't do that shit, man.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if it's a cool dead relative,
no,
whatever.
Cool,
nope, you know? They're dead.
No, they're dead.
But only the relatives. You can do other dead people.
Other dead people. Just no relatives. And what music you're listening to, and then if we get to a fifth round, which we might not, this might be the first four-round AFE, we'll throw in a wild card. But to determine the order of the draft, we play a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Play between the three of you.
I'm shooting up.
We throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. David wins. David wins.
Shooting up, man, every time.
You gotta
fuck
shoot
you.
Up, dude.
Gotta
speaking
shoot
of Portland,
up.
Shooting up.
David wins
is.
All the time.
I shoot up, though. I can't throw paper. I can throw paper.
Portland, you can't throw Portland style. Rock, paper, scissors. No joke, folks. It's no jokes. David, what will the order of today's draft be? But before you determine that, I should remind you it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
Great question.
Serpentine draft, kind of like mowing your lawn.
Mm.
Okay.
What?
One of those easy ones.
Oh, Tyler, that's your whole...
You go, you know, when you mow your lawn, you go down one way, and then you just kind of turn around, and you come back this way.
I see what you're saying.
So you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round.
I got it, yeah.
That was an all right...
That was perfect, baby. we got a ticking clock. It's great.
That's how they drafted Vietnam.
They did.
Yeah, they just went by.
All right, and all the way back down. Lucky you. David, what will the order today be?
I'm going to start...
Yawk City.
Ian.
Oh, what up?
David, Nick, Sean.
All right.
And then back around.
Of course.
As it
Bobby
is.
Bobby back around.
Bobby back around. Bert back around.
Bert
so
back
Ian's
around.
Ian's first, huh? Still got the hot corner, but
still
you go first.
Still hot corner? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, with the first pick in the total sandwich experience, all
are you
fantasy. Say what?
What do we have to do? We all have to do type first?
No, you can pick whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
Fuck.
Play jazz.
You can pick where, a sandwich, or whatever, whatever. So with my first pick, I am going to take the sandwich. I have been very clear on this podcast before about
and
what
you're Jewish, right?
100% bar mitzvah and everything. I've been very clear about what kind of sandwich I prefer. I'm not going to say the name of it because I'm not actually drafting it. Because what? I have a very specific tailored experience here.
Okay.
What I'm going to be taking is a everything bagel, uh-huh. which, shout out to Shane Torres, it shouldn't cost
that amazing bit.
Everything bagel, a little cream cheese schmear,
uh-huh.
Nova Lox, red onion, capers, bagel sandwich.
Okay.
That's what I'm taking.
All right.
Okay. Just the pure Hebrew experience.
Good God.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
God.
Mary!
Mary!
Mary! Mary!
Where's Ari?
Mary, pass the schmear bubbler. Mary, where's the schmear bubbler?
It's just a fucking, I grew up eating it. I still love it. I had one the other day. We went to Friedman's. Shout out to Friedman's here in LA.
It was good.
Pretty decent brunch. Mm-hmm. And I had like a whitefish Novolox plate. It was delicious. It's not the kind of sandwich you want to eat and then like talk to anyone. You know what I mean? Or like do anything.
It's dense.
It's dense. It's heavy.
It's like eating a phone book.
It's insane that it's a breakfast sandwich. It's like the kind of sandwich. Yeah, I didn't give you that. That's very funny.
I'll take a phone book.
It's like it's eating the specifically the part of the phone book where every name ends in Stein.
Yeah.
Right. It's like eating Crown Heights' phone book, but from like the 40s. Yeah.
Is it a breakfast? Does it have to?
It
be?
Is. It doesn't have to be, but it feels
anything can be
breakfasty.
It's breakfasty for sure. Yeah.
There's not a lot of fish in the morning usually.
No, I guess in other parts of the country or in other parts of the world, there is a lot of fish in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. Fish in the morning was my drive time radio show when I was still back in Portland.
That was my band in prep school.
Yeah. It was 45 seconds.
Song, yeah. Fish in the morning.
Fish in the morning. Speaking of Jews, Jewish Elvis, shout out to Jewish Elvis, Neil Diamond. So I'm taking the classic bagel sandwich with all the fucking fixings. David Bory, time for your first pick.
Okay, my first pick, because I'm painting a picture, right?
I feel like a prick. I'm not really painting a picture. I'm just making moves. I don't know. I might, I guess.
You're a fucking prick.
God.
Damn.
South Dakota, not inspired.
Bold. Got it over here. Cheese and rice.
So my first pick.
You just got a front yard full of car parts over there.
What are you going to do about it? Build an engine or leave, baby. This is fucking metal shop, dog. I don't even know. I'm so
metal.
It's
shop?
Working though. Just keep going.
I think if I just keep
people
talking,
can't tell
all
the difference between a sprint and a control ball.
It's like a naked pictures.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I got. You know, I'm involved. I'm very involved.
David looks at naked pictures of himself when he does a podcast.
You have to.
I don't even think that's weird. I think that's self love. I think you should do the same. Snap your own wiener. You know what your what the back of your balls look like? You don't. You fucking talk to me like that. I'm going to pick the world's highest swimming pool. I'm going to be at the Ritz-Carlton, Hong Kong.
Wow.
It's the
like
highest
that
you can.
That's a great move.
It's the highest you could be in the air and be wet.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
Completely
you know,
wet.
It's the Ritz-Carlton, Hong Kong. Do you know how high it is?
It is. Yeah, I do know how high
it's
it is.
It's fucking Red Man it and Method Man.
1,588 feet tall.
Okay.
Wow, that's up there.
The International Commerce Center in Hong Kong.
That's buck.
And I'm going to be up there looking out.
Let me ask you this, and this, I'm not trying to knock it down a peg. If anything, I'm trying to elevate it even more.
Yeah.
Is it a pool that you can get? Is it like, does it go down to 10 feet? Do you have that much info?
Do I know how deep the pool is?
Yeah, that's my question.
No.
That's all right. It's all right.
I'm not.
Are you in the pool while you're eating it? Because that's illegal.
Yeah. What? No, not in Hong Kong. It's up there. After 1,000 feet, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, they don't even
the British handed control back over to the Chinese. It became legal to eat sandwiches in pools.
Yeah, that's FAA's territory. You can do whatever. Okay, kill a guy. It's not a big deal.
It's fine, actually.
It looks like it's an infinity pool, but yeah, I'm in the pool for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it's more of a shallow pool that you're sort of a waist deep situation.
Day or night are you eating this?
Nighttime up to my nipples. So deep. Yeah. Nip deep. But I'm not that tall, so it's like your mid-belly.
Yeah.
My nips.
Nighttime up to my nipples.
Yeah, but still, it's where it is
but
on the body, you know what I mean? Nipples out.
Nipples out.
Okay,
just like grazing the bottle.
In the Ritz-Carlton, Hong Kong. Are you staying at the Ritz-Carlton?
Yeah.
So there's not an element of danger to sneaking in.
No.
All right, cool. What's your business in Hong Kong?
No.
Come on.
You're there to kill John Wick, aren't you?
Are you there for John Wick?
He's there to find
Lau. That contract on John Wick.
He's looking for Lau, dude.
His sandwich is the new dog for John Wick. If you kill his fucking sandwich, you're done.
All right. The Ritz.
You got John Wick tied up eating a sandwich right in front of him, dude.
He's watching
that sandwich.
Damn.
He's That's watching the water play sandwich. Across my nipples.
What a comment good. For Keanu Reeves, when it's all said and done, is going to have one of the most fun careers.
Well, Keanu Reeves,
out of anybody.
Dude. Wait till that second Bill and Ted comes out. Forget about it.
It's coming, dude. That's it's simmering right now.
Dude, the guy's already he's already done it.
Already.
Man. He rips.
And then he's, do
he's just adding fucking tears to the cake at this point. Nick, time for your first pick.
I'm going to go... I'm going to eat it with Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just, that guy's bringing his A game every sandwich he eats.
Yes.
To the point where he stretches his neck into an accordion.
Yeah.
That's
and
true.
I want to see that shit in real life.
If you got to have goals. You got to hang out around people who are going to elevate you and make you want to like push
exactly
yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like ping pong anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He would do it.
Yeah. You got to have somebody that's going to bring it.
Push it fast too, right? Wouldn't he eat it fast?
He would eat it immediately and he would tie it with a shoelace.
Yeah.
And eat it in one bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then the shoelace would break naturally.
And then, boom.
And then it would expand, and then somehow he would get it down.
Yeah.
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 So that's my co-pilot, Shaggy
from
Scooby-Doo.
He took that technique from the Mayans, actually.
It's weird that, like, that existed, but also all the monsters were just peoples in costumes.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's really going on here? Accordion throat, that's real, but trolls aren't, you know?
Who
right.
Are we to
say? Like, why don't they just pull the mask off right away? Like, we've been through this 100 times.
Yeah.
Let's just pull this thing's
first
head
thing
off.
We should
obviously.
Do is check if it's a human.
Yeah, it's crazy that they still believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
That they're not just
they're
like
still
no.
on board.
Yeah, they're still like this could be a ghost.
Also,
yeah.
I like sometimes that in Scooby Doo the villains were just like creepy looking dudes. But the mask was just them like looking like they had been frozen for 10,000 years. They weren't really
right.
like monsters per se.
No,
they were
it
just
was
like
just
scarier
old
looking old men. Yeah.
They just didn't want the neighborhood to be gentrified.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, there's always amusement park related business.
Scooby never just saw Whole Foods and was like, all right, this is being gentrified.
Yeah.
Let's
like,
just pull everyone's masks off.
I could have lived here forever if it weren't for you
Ripping
meddling kids.
This isn't haunted.
You
this
come
is
in
a
with
squatter.
Your dream machines and your Dagwood sandwiches.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, man, you didn't want that.
Yeah. That,
used to be good, hardworking Polish folk around.
That's funny. Or what if they all had Alzheimer's on Scooby-Doo and they just kept forgetting that they had a mystery? And that's why it was always new to them.
They're just panicking. Daphne doesn't know who anybody is. Yeah.
Just a bunch of 20-somethings with like deep Alzheimer's.
Deep Alzheimer's.
Cute.
Shaggy was on his way, man. Is Scooby-Doo there in this scenario too, or is it just you and Shaggy?
No, man. No Scoob, dude.
Is this
just
cartoon Shaggy.
Shaggy?
Is this
I want to see if Shaggy can fucking do it on his own, man.
Yeah.
Stop relying on that fucking dog.
It's a codependent relationship.
It
it's
is.
Really
it
is.
Codependent.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Well, this is good. There's a step towards the sandwich.
You got to identify the problem, you know.
For Shaggy.
All right, South D.
South D.
Bring it, dude.
I'm going to eat my sandwich with the entire Wu-Tang Clan, including Master Killer.
What? That's,
you can't.
And Master Killer.
Can you do that? I don't know. I was so swept away that Master Killer got an invite that I didn't even stop
I can't
to think.
Pick. I got to pick one person? Do I have to pick one person?
I'm just checking the parameters.
I think you could probably...
I'll pick one of them if I have to.
I like that. Pick one of the,
all right, pick
one
Wu-Tang Clan member.
I think it's better if you isolate it to one.
It tells us more about
you.
Because
I can be like, oh, I want to eat my sandwich with Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's like, well, what the fuck, man?
Well, it's not going to be you, God. Not going to be Mastic. It's going to be RZA. I'm going to eat my sandwich with
you
RZA.
You and RZA.
Yeah. That's the one
RZA's
guy you picked?
RZA's amazing.
He worked in the deli
amazing.
In Funny People.
Is amazing.
He's got experience.
And that's real. Yeah.
Otto's Malato. You probably thought RZA was here for a second. Again, just me.
See, RZA's cool because you can talk about like music, movies.
Yeah.
You know, he
while
was also, he's been in a Jim Jarmusch film.
Fuck, man.
I don't know. You put the sandwich down for a sec. We don't know how big the sandwich
Listen,
is.
Man, that's I'm going to tell you the truth. RZA's too deep for me. I bought Bobby Digital with my own money when I was like 13. Didn't get it.
Sure.
I just didn't get it. I told my friends I got it. I didn't get it.
It took me a few.
I still don't get it.
A lot of that
I don't know. It was a movie? Bobby Digital was a movie. I don't understand
that
album at all.
See, this is what we're talking about when I eat my sandwich. I'll let you know.
RZA.
Yeah,
I don't think you're getting straight answers, though.
No. I don't need straight answers.
Like it'd be interesting, though.
He's going to be talking in code.
He speaks in Chinese proverbs.
Yeah. I finally see how tall he is. I've always wondered that.
You could Google it.
Is he tall?
I don't want to, though. I don't know. He looks tall
Method
to me.
They're
all tall.
Method
all
Man
tall
is tall.
Though.
Method Man's tall.
Except
Method Man's, huge. I did an animated show with him.
Yeah.
He's
just like big, right? Like tall and like
fucking dude, man.
It's easier to think of him as a smaller Rasheed Wallace, and then he's not as intimidating.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, that's
if
interesting.
If you compared to Sheed,
that always comes back.
That's how I compare
Rasheed
everyone
Wallace.
To Sheed. All y'all.
No one ever measures up.
Did Rasheed go from Blazers to the Pistons?
Blazers to the Hawks for a day, and then to the Pistons.
What?
Yeah. And
I didn't know that.
Do you ever get mad at that Pistons run?
No, man, I was happy for Sheed, and I loved
love
Ben Wallace.
I love Ben Wallace.
Ben Wallace should have made the Hall of Fame last night.
He looked
didn't.
Like he was from the old world.
Dude, Ben Wallace.
Wallace is terrifying.
Ben Wallace with
looking.
Two axes?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Just, bye.
I would run towards him so he would kill me faster because I know he's going to catch me.
He just had those things around his muscles like they were holding something back.
Yeah, those
like,
nobody takes
those
off.
Yeah.
Dude, that is going to break out of his skin.
It's like William Wallace and then Ben Wallace.
Yeah, those
are two scary motherfuckers, dude.
It's a direct bloodline.
That would be a great predator.
I like it when people can be super rich and still look fresh out.
Yeah.
Oh, he still looks fresh.
Ben Wallace, to this day, looks just like that still. And he's had millions of dollars forever.
Oh, Ben Wallace. Yeah, he does look gnarly.
Maybe that's who I'm
You never see that guy out and about.
No. I think because he's from, like, Alabama. He's from, like, the fucking soil. And I think he just went back there when he was retired and, like, just, like, chills there.
Calm down.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was from Alabama.
You can vanish in Alabama.
Yeah.
That is a fucking rogue state.
Eats snake meat and hangs out in the barn.
God.
Yeah.
You think he's killing animals?
I think he's fucking deadlifting oxen. I think he's like definitely doing weird like Rocky III workouts and shit.
Juggling gators. Just whatever the fuck he's doing, man. Whatever he's doing, he's succeeding.
He's doing like tall tales. There's going to be tall tales about Ben Wallace in like 50 years. You know what I mean? Like he
leapt five cars.
Like he used
ground.
A house shoe to carve like an irrigation system for a farm or like something like that. All right, Sean, you're eating with RZA and that's time for your second pick.
I'm eating with RZA. And the type of sandwich we're going to eat is going to be a Cuban sandwich with volcano sauce on it.
From Taco Bell.
Yes, the volcano sauce. It's a dead sauce.
I know volcano sauce.
I'm bringing it back.
An authentic Cuban sandwich?
Except it's what's on there, like mustard, right?
Mustard.
So except the mustard, it's going to be volcano sauce.
No mustard.
Tell
no mustard.
You just want a bologna with volcano on it.
I just want, so if you I can eat hot sauce as a sandwich,
like
I would.
Volcano sauce is from where?
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But it's gone.
But they don't have a Cuban sandwich at Taco Bell, do they?
They do
no,
not.
No, he's got a sauce from one place.
I'm playing jazz over here.
He'll do this shit. He'll put hot sauce on anything. This man has put hot sauce
on a salad one time and he lost his mind.
I don't think that's that bad for the record. I like
that. I'm on an island here. I don't mind. It's a nice island.
I had Thousand Island on a salad one time, like a shitload of it. And Ian's like,
"It was Russian
fucking
dressing.
Hot sauce."
It was not what? Thousand Island. It was Russian dressing, which is red.
But I love it that you were just like, "If that's because it was, it would have been
dressing,
a lot of hot
though.
Sauce."
But it looked like he had put so much sriracha because Russian dressing looks like sriracha.
Yeah.
So it looked like the dude had put like a grip of sriracha just on a pile of iceberg lettuce, and I was like, I'm going to watch one of my best friends sit here and do that to himself. I was worried about you.
Don't put it past me. I would do it. I might do it tonight.
Do you ever do this? Do you ever, because I'm a big hot sauce guy, do you ever put too much hot sauce on something in front of people? And then you know you have, and you take a bite and you're like, oh, fuck, I put too much. But you tough it out so you don't look like
an
idiot.
Yeah.
I did that the other day with pho. I had like a big bowl and I just splattergoried fucking. Sriracha in it.
Quick, because you
was
can't
way
see it.
Too much.
It disappears.
And
in
I
there.
Toughed it out the whole time. And my buddy's like, "You're not enjoying that." I'm like, "No, I can do it.
I like it."
God.
We were at the Mall of America when I was like 13. Me and my friend Smith, and they had that hot sauce. I still have it, but they had a hot sauce store where you could try like the hot like colon blow or whatever.
Right.
And we tried it when we're kids, and we're like, "Fucking, it's not shit," because you can't feel it for like 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. It feels cold.
Yeah.
And then we just didn't. We toughed it out for like an hour, both of us, just sweating, little kids. Because we had too much
hot sauce
pride.
When you're young, too.
Oh, my God.
You don't know what you're doing yet.
Your South Dakota palate.
It's only known Chislic and saltines.
Just milk. Milk is one of the spicier things you've had at that point.
Old Casper milk toast over here.
Chocolate milk. Ooh.
Spicy.
That's hot milk.
Spicy the Dakotas in Minnesota just do not. Oh, my God. That is burning. What? It's frosting.
Nice. Oh, it's cinnamon
it's
gum.
A Twinkie.
Oh, my God. Cuban sandwich with volcano
with
sauce.
Volcano sauce.
But what
on
that
it.
Is, it's a ham. It's a Swiss.
Ham, pork. Swiss.
Pork. Yeah.
A pickle.
Pickle.
Volcano sauce.
And then volcano sauce.
Yeah.
And then it's like sandwich
what kind
pressed,
of bread?
Right?
I don't know the traditional bread,
Cuban,
but like
it's
it's kind of pressed, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like bread.
It's like a panini kind of thing.
It's like a torta, but like pressed down.
It's got grill marks.
I think it sounds amazing, honestly. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, that does sound really good.
The sandwich has grill marks. Is RZA wearing a grill?
No.
Perfect.
Did RZA make it?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, throwing all these questions at me. I got answers. Yeah.
Nick, time for your second pick.
Okay, side note.
Yuck.
I did shows in Houston.
Yeah.
And Paul Wall made me a grill.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck yeah.
He made me a gold grill. It said
the People's Champ?
Yeah, it said skull and diamonds on the teeth.
Dog.
Oh, yeah.
He owns a jewelry. He owns two jewelry stores.
Then it was stolen.
Pow. Wow. It's stolen?
Yeah, so Paul's going to make me another one.
We got to go kill whoever stole it.
I'll pay for it.
Receiving it is the real gift. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, you still, you'll always have that.
But my side story is that I would try to eat with a grill on. I didn't really know how to do that. Yeah. And so that was another thing where, yeah, I know. I should have gotten a tutorial.
Paul, how do I eat with this thing?
Use your morals, old boy.
Use your back. All you do with a grill is smile. You don't, like, eat fucking right. Fruit Loops or fucking... spaghetti and meatballs.
That's why ASAP Rocky's
really gross. But all right, so my sandwich, this is one of my favorite sandwiches. It's a Thanksgiving sandwich.
Oh!
Yeah, dude.
What it is a toasted roll, turkey gravy,
yeah.
Cranberry sauce, and stuffing.
Uh-huh.
And you just fucking go to town.
I'm off on the cranberry sauce. I love the rest of it.
You don't like, man.
Fuck you, Nick.
You and your dumb shit that, attitude. Off on the cranberry
fuck
sauce.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck Wally Zerbiak.
Whoa. All this nonsense.
That's fuck Trenton Hassel. I'm sorry. Put my shirt back on. I'm sorry about that.
This guy.
Thanksgiving sauce.
I think you know a guy over here.
Clyde the Glide over there.
I told this before, but when I was a kid, my friend tried to tell me that his nickname, Clyde the Glide, was Clyde the Clyde. And I believed him because he was a bully.
Clyde the
Clyde.
It doesn't sound like he was your friend. It sounds like he was a bully.
Prick, dude. He wasn't my friend. He used to spit on my
pillow. Was he just dumb or he just thought that was his nickname?
I think he thought it was his nickname. And he's pretty stupid.
All right.
Yeah,
where is he now?
Manages a Hy-Vee.
Exactly.
Exactly. Thanksgiving sandwich.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I'm all in on those. I love
a sandwich on one of those rolls, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That, like, you make and eat the whole thing while the fridge door is still open?
Oh, yeah, dude, just right there.
So good. So that's mine.
Hell yeah.
So I've never been able to.
And it's a triple because it's Shaggy from Scooby-Doo has to eat it. So I'm going to tie it down with a shoelace.
You got to layer it up.
Your shoelace? Yeah,
absolutely.
His shoelace.
Paul Wally's Zerbiak
shoe. Wally Zerbiak shoelace.
It's a big ass lace.
Yeah.
You can get those at Hy-Vee, actually. A Wally Zerbiak shoelace.
The Wally Zerbiak special. Yeah. Go to the New York style deli. They got them.
Zerbiak, dude. David, time for your second pick.
So here's who I'm with. I'm at the top of the world.
Yeah. Can't pick RZA.
Wet. Top of the world.
Wet work.
Looking out. You know who's with me? Minnesota's own.
Up.
Morris Day.
Oh.
Yeah, he seems like he would be great to be in a rooftop pool.
Is he shirtless as well, or is he wearing velvet suit in the pool?
Shirtless.
Okay. Are you guys naked suits?
What?
What are you guys wearing?
Naked like, or
just a standard bathing suit?
I feel like I don't want to wear
track suits.
No, I'm just wearing shorts. I'm wearing.
I kind of feel like you should be naked.
Yeah, I'd be naked.
I mean, can you be naked up there?
Yeah, you can.
It's your Ritz, man.
You do whatever you want.
Oh, it is my Ritz.
Yeah. It's a rooftop
Ritz.
Yeah,
we're naked.
Yeah.
And I'm excited because you don't know if Morris Day is wet from the pool or from his jerry. Like, you don't know.
That's a good point.
You just know he's shining.
You just know it.
I'm shining, he's shining. And you don't know. And it's not for you to know.
Do you think there's like an oil slick around Morris Day from the jail?
Yeah, I think it's like rainbows in the pool.
You hit it from the right angle.
How do you know when it like changes, like it's prisming off his jerry juice? So it looks like we're inside a rainbow, which is exciting for me.
That's beautiful.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
I think fantastic. It'd be pretty good.
Morris Day, perfect. All right, so time for me to pick my second and third picks. So I'm going to pick the music.
Mm-hmm.
And for the music, I'm going to take a klezmer band playing Hava Nagila.
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah. Klezmer is like kind of Jewish folksy music. It's a lot of violins,
okay.
Some accordions, a lot of like deep voiced men being like, Hava Nagila.
Hava. That makes sense.
You know, okay. But like six of them.
Yeah.
So they're going to be singing too.
And then it picks up and there's like a flute in there, like but like a very Jewy flute, like.
Whenever I think about Jew flutes, I think about
Jew flutes. Sounds racist.
Is that not a?
No,
I don't know the rules.
It just sounds like
that's a
Jew
band
flutes.
In Portland. For
yeah,
sure.
The Jew flutes. You almost fought the Jew flutes up in Seattle.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Shit got real.
Yeah,
Jew flutes don't fuck around.
Yeah,
I was gonna say I think about the flute in that Star Wars band.
Yeah.
Star
oh, yeah,
Wars
yeah.
Bar,
oh, the bar,
like
yeah.
In the Michigan
yeah.
Canteen.
It's going to sound like that.
Or Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I
used to know that band's name. I've fallen off on my Star
it's
Wars
It's in the cantina,
fandom.
Right?
Or yeah. They're in the cantina. Yeah. That's right.
Right.
Yeah. So Hava Nagila by a klezmer band.
I'll buy that. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And where I'm eating the sandwich is going to be the Middleman Jewish Community Center. in Portland, Oregon.
My God.
Damn.
I'm going to take 1991.
Oh, no.
If we can go back in time. So it's 1991. And I'm sitting there. It's in the cafe.
Are you wearing acid wash overalls?
Are you just telling us something that really happened?
Yeah, this feels like a biography. An autobiography.
1991 in the Middleman Jewish Community Center, where the Portland Trailblazers used to practice, back when they used to practice there. And I went to preschool there. So I'm sitting up in the cafe.
You went to preschool where the Blazers practice?
Yeah, man. It's in the blood.
Are you guys watching Yentl while you're eating it?
It's playing with the sound off, though, like sometimes Scarface at a rapper's house. Just like 24-7 goes like Yentl, Fiddler on the Roof, Yentl, Fiddler on the Roof, Yentl, Fiddler on the Roof.
School ties.
Eight Crazy Nights. School ties.
It's just a repeat of Brendan Fraser yelling cowards as you're eating it, wanting you to finish the sandwich.
Cowards! It's like a Rocky Horror Picture Show where everyone yells cowards together. So we're in the Middleman Jewish Community Center. David, time for your third pick.
Yeah, that's tight.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. I'm up there with Morris Day. We're naked. We're in the rainbow shining. It's not time for a heavy sandwich.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. Yeah.
I got to keep it light.
This is not the end of the night.
Yeah, this is not the end of the night. Yeah. This is how the night started.
Yeah.
We parachuted in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're eating.
Naked, though.
Naked.
Oh, yeah.
But not from far. It wasn't as much as we hopped out the helicopter.
I like to think you had a parachute and your dick had a smaller parachute.
Yeah.
Just to keep it up.
Keep it up.
Just a tiny little.
It's just to keep it up, like out and up. Like
it still has the little poles on
it.
Your
dick has a paragliding one and you have a regular.
But my balls just left to the wind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's a squirrel suit.
Yeah.
Man, so, I got a visual. I'll tell you.
You can see the whole
thing. We got eyes on it.
So we're hungry, but we're not like, we're going out. We're going to hit the town.
Say what?
We're eating caprese salad sandwiches.
Oh!
Really?
Because I think that's just like, I like eating it when the sun goes down. As the sun's going down.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's great.
I love a caprese salad. I hate tomatoes. What is there any
meat in a caprese salad?
No.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella and then tomato.
Oregano.
Ian, now you're Italian? What the fuck accent is that? What are you doing, man?
Just any ethnicity covered in hair. Any furry little Southern European.
I'm walking.
Hey, what's wrong? But you can put prosciutto on it though.
You can put prosciutto on it as well. It will cost extra.
But yeah, I'm with Morris Day. You don't think I have an extra $1.50?
Oh my God!
Hong Kong Trade Center.
I feel
Center?
Like a third like Mason Margiela bag came. Yeah.
I just parachuted in. My dick had a parachute. Yeah. You don't think I can pay the two? I'm good for it.
I believe you got it.
I'm an ambassador.
Caprese salad sandwich.
Caprese salad sandwich.
Hell yeah!
Nick, time for your third pick. Shaggy Thanksgiving sandwich.
Thanksgiving sandwich for Shaggy, and we're listening on repeat to the song "Clocks" by Coldplay. Just on repeat. Everything makes sense. Yeah. Everything makes sense while we're eating that. That song brings together mind and body.
You have no choice but to be present while that song is playing.
Yeah.
That you are trapped in that moment while Clocks is playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't know like, if it's real or, you know, if you're in a dream state.
Yeah. Or like a montage in a movie where someone realizes, oh, maybe we shouldn't have broken up.
Yeah. Maybe we did something wrong. Shit, but maybe
actually,
we did something right.
Here's $100. Turn around and take me back, you know, to the cab driver.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, I'm just going to add where I'm eating it now.
Okay.
To add on to that, because we're just to save time.
Oh, we're just to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's knock them out.
I'm eating it. In the fucking wardrobe from Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Whoa!
Yes.
Damn, that's
so
good.
Clocks
that's
is
really
playing.
Good. Yeah.
So now I can go fucking either way.
Yeah.
It depends how that sandwich finishes.
Yeah.
I can go to the fucking Narnia, or I can go back to fucking Rick's house, or wherever
pre-World
they were.
Pre-World War
I. Rick's house. I don't even know where the fuck they were, man.
Damn.
But you're in there, and you're like amongst the jacket still. And
yeah,
you and Shaggy are like crouched in this wardrobe.
Yeah, so Shaggy feels at home because it could be haunted.
Yeah.
He doesn't know where we are.
What happens if Tumnus busts in and tries to like fucking...
Look, you know, wardrobe. I gotta leave the wardrobe.
Okay, Tumnus can't come through the... That's right.
No.
Tumnus the big lion?
No.
That's Aslan.
the shady little deer man.
Yeah, he's the little goat boy. Yeah, with the pan flute and the schemes.
All right,
he's the Jew. He's the Jew in the one.
Oh, hey, hey, hey.
That Jew flute over there.
That's the Jew. He does have a Jew flute. Sean, just knock out your third and fourth picks.
Okay, my third pick is the song I'm going to be listening to, "Summer Madness" by Kool & the Gang.
Oh,
you know that song.
Okay, yeah,
that song they sample in "Summertime," I think, but it's hard to do. But it's like da da da. It's in "Baby Boy." It's in the start of "Baby Boy." That song.
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about.
I feel like RZA would appreciate that.
I think he'd love it.
Yeah.
It's a fucking amazing song. Sets the mood. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in a real good
mood.
What
if he doesn't like it? Then what do you do?
And then we're bummed.
Yeah,
and we're bummed.
Because he's going to, I feel like he'd bring it up.
He would.
Yeah, like if he didn't like it, he would be very opinionated.
You know, if you're not living on the edge, you're taking
up too
much
room, man. You want to hit me with this Kool &
the Gang shit? Oh, RZA.
You want to hit me with this Kool & the Gang shit?
RZA's here.
Fucking ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Like, I've been listening. It is a very thin line between me doing a good RZA and just me trying, like, doing black voice.
I want to see you ride the line.
I want to see you ride the line.
Turn it on.
I don't like this Kool & the Gang.
Like,
song.
I haven't been listening to Kool & the Gang. I don't think this is going
it's
as good.
It's not going
as,
not.
As good as you think.
Oh, it's going to end my career.
We have to go to church after this.
Ian Carmella's canceled.
Twitter just shut down.
Bong.
Ian Carmella's canceled.
You as a human are canceled.
I'm just gone.
Not even
I'm
the
gone.
Show.
I start fading out like Back to the Future.
Oh, like the end of the Avengers. You just look at your arm.
Oh. Guys,
yeah. All right. And where we're at,
okay,
we're at the Badlands and the Northern Lights are happening.
Oh!
That's my review. That's my review of that.
There's other places. How strong are the Northern Lights when you're in the Badlands?
I've seen them once.
He's in the Dakotas.
I've seen them once, and they're amazing.
In the Dakotas?
In the Badlands, just somewhere in the Badlands. Badlands are beautiful,
Dakota, right?
It could be in North Dakota or Montana. I think they go into Montana a little bit.
Boy, oh boy.
Hey.
All right.
I made my choice.
Yeah. All right.
This is what you want to do.
Right, cool.
Are you going to Montana a little bit?
Cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Is the cop still there in Montana? He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, we took care of that.
You know
guy.
Why I pulled okay. you over?
Yeah, that guy.
Look at those.
Doing you a favor,
huh?
Stop speeding and look at the Northern Lights.
See that in the sky? Okay. Well, kiss me. Kiss me.
Kiss me right now. The Northern Lights. I'm Aurora Borealis out here. Not, you know.
There, Saturday, what are you? Professor, your career's back on. You're uncanceled.
I'm back on. I'm going to get that Emmy. Nick, you made your fourth pick. David, make your fourth pick real quick.
Oh, the song?
Yeah.
Or the...
Song, dude. Song.
X Factor.
Song. We're just going to do four rounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn it. Okay. Yeah. I'm listening to Broccoli by Lil Yachty and Dre.
Oh, yeah.
I think that Morris Day would love that song.
Yes,
with
he would.
Me
what if
naked
he didn't?
At the
what?
Top.
Again, what if he didn't?
Wow. You're rolling the dice.
Well, you got to walk your cheetah print ass downstairs, Morris Day. What the fuck are you going to do to me? I'm at the top of the world with Caprese salad sandwiches.
Take
I don't really care what you like.
Yeah. Put your clothes back on and
you
walk out of here.
He doesn't have a reservation at the hotel. You do.
Yeah. Why don't you take my dick parachute and jump off the side of this building, you fucking asshole?
Just push him off the infinity side.
Yeah, man. I set up this for you. You don't like it?
Yeah.
You can fucking take a long
Looks
walk
like the clock stopped,
beer.
Morris.
Yeah, you motherfucker. Prince was better. How about that?
Oh, yo.
Now you're lashing on a Morris Day. Didn't even
yeah,
know.
Yeah, no, he's like, I invited him up here just to yell at him.
Just to turn on him on the fucking drop of a hat.
Hypothetical situation. Nick's poison in the well, man.
Yeah, it was a short-lived friendship.
Time for my person who I'm eating it with. So I'm having a Jewish bagel sandwich. Listen to Hamid Gila by a klezmer band. I'm at the Middleman Jewish Community Center, which is full of only Jews and NBA basketball players, and I'm eating it with Hitler.
Jesus.
What?
Yeah.
You're just putting him through it. Huh?
I'm making him deal with it. I'm sitting there with Hitler.
Did Hitler hate basketball players?
No, but he hated black people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We are a lot of basketball players.
There's a lot of the 91.
Although now it's getting very European.
It wasn't at the time.
Yeah.
Maybe we had Drazen
wasn't
Petrovic.
Very Jewish?
Well, the person who owned the Blazers was Jewish. The point is, Hitler has to sit there, eat a fucking bagel and lox sandwich in listening to Hava Nagila. In a Jewish community center in Oregon, which is not a very Jewish place,
right.
But big enough for a whole community center. And then he has to see like millionaire black guys walk by and millionaire Jews and just fucking
their, but they
deal
should be
with
naked.
It. Yeah, the dicks are out in this situation.
Yeah.
Kevin Duckworth's dick.
Let him know.
Is just hanging out.
Yeah,
so Hitler's
there.
You
don't only run faster than you.
What if he fucking didn't hate it?
What if he loved it?
And he fucking took his sandwich and went and dunked it and broke the rim.
Whoa!
Dude, I'd be so pissed if I had a good dunk.
I'd be oh, so, if he had a good dunk, it'd be such a bummer.
He dunks his sandwich, dude.
Damn.
Fuck, rim man. Broken.
Then you got to kill him.
You do have to kill him.
Like, you
got
to kill him. You brought him there.
Yeah, you have to, like, wrestle him and then, like, in the shattered glass underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For everyone,
but,
really.
Hovind Aguila's playing, which still, is my fucking pump up.
No matter what happens.
Yeah, that takes me to 10.
Uh-huh. That's also your Fight Club song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like in that movie Snatch?
Right.
I almost said Brett Favre.
Brett Favre is fighting Brad Pitt in the ring.
You know, Brad Pitt's fighting to that Oasis song, Fucking in the Bushes.
Yeah.
Can I say that's Hovind the most Aguila. Beautiful Brad Pitt's ever been is in Snatch?
Damn, dude.
He looks
yeah, he was he looked amazing.
When he kicked that dude,
he had the D'Angelo's and like.
Seriously, he looks.
And they didn't want him for that part. He had to like fight for it and earn it.
Really?
Yeah, because his accent, they were like, no, he was like the director, what's his name? It said he wasn't right for it.
Not Danny Boyle, the other Guy Ritchie, yeah.
Yeah, it was, and Brad Pitt, like, that's what I heard, that he had to like.
That's fucking crazy.
Like really like campaign for him, be like, dude, he's like, I don't want a big name for this part.
Can you imagine being like, no thanks, Brad Pitt.
When he knocks that guy out and then he just reloads his arms and he kind of leans back in his stomach, you're just like, people can look like that?
Shredded,
it's
dude.
It's astonishing.
That's Nick's, only... Nick's going to look like that at the end of this fucking detox.
I'll look like that in like an hour.
Yeah.
Somehow, it's going to kick in hard.
Well, Doc, we got to get you out of here. Auburn's about to play.
The game is starting, but I'll leave you with one quick side note.
Yes.
I've only been kind of like intimidated and starstruck one time.
Yeah.
And a couple of times. Athletes, I always get really like fan out.
Me too.
I did that
Brad
with rappers.
Pitt, when I met Brad Pitt.
Really?
I've only met him once.
Where'd you meet Brad Pitt?
At his house.
What'd he smell like?
He didn't even smell, dude. It was like a fucking hologram. He just smelled like fucking Narnia.
That'd be amazing.
he was breaking up with Jennifer Aniston at the time. This is like a long time ago. And David Spade had brought me to his house. And I didn't know anybody at the time. I knew like, you know, Sandler and a couple guys.
Yeah.
So I show up and we're in Brad Pitt's kitchen. And it's me and Adam Sandler and Chris Rock and Spade. And Brad. And so I'm just quietly watching this conversation. And Brad Pitt's talking about his breakup with Jennifer Aniston. And Adam's like, hey, man, are you doing okay? And Brad's like, oh, man, it's not easy. I love her so much. And, you know, I've been drinking a lot of whiskey and just trying to fucking go through it. I'm throwing her one last birthday party here at our house. And he's just in this deep conversation. And I'm just staring at this guy. And he stops his conversation. And he looks at me and he goes, I'm sorry, what's your name? And I go, hey, my name's Nick. And he goes, hi, Nick. I'm so sorry. That was really rude of me. My name's Brad. This is my home. He goes, welcome. He goes, help yourself to anything in the kitchen or whatever you want, man. Sorry, I should have introduced myself. And I was like, you're totally good, man. You're just, you know.
Sad Brad Pitt.
And he was like, oh, cool, man. And he just goes back to his story. And I was just like, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, that is a major clocks moment, dude.
Yeah, that's fuck.
The broken heart comes for us all.
That was fucking clocks, dude. That's one of my favorite moments.
That's a beautiful cool moment.
What a sweetheart. Holy
you know where
buckets.
He's from? Fucking Midwest.
Where is he from?
I didn't know
Missouri.
That.
Oh, yeah, Missouri.
Oh.
Is he from St. Louis or is he from like the thick of it?
I think St. Louis-ish, but I know he's not born in St. Louis proper.
Yeah. Okay. Midwest, dude.
Yeah.
You know what the Midwest is?
Young and Restless.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
You know what Portland, Oregon is?
What?
Split about 50-50 on Fred Armisen. That wraps up the perfect sandwich situation draft. Thank you, Nick, for joining us.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to all of us. Just to recap, I did bagel sandwich while listening to Hovind Aguila at the Middleman Jewish Community Center with Adolf Hitler. David, you were at the Ritz-Carlton Hong Kong with Morris Day eating Caprese salad sandwich, listening to Broccoli by Lil Yachty and Dram. Nick, you were with Shaggy from Scooby-Doo eating a Thanksgiving sandwich, listening to Clocks by Coldplay, in the wardrobe from the Lion, the Witch in the Wardrobe.
This is the best part.
Sean, you were with RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan, eating a Cuban sandwich with volcano sauce, listening to Summer Madness by Kool and the Gang, out there in the Badlands, clocking the Northern Lights.
Can I just say before we go with my X-Factor?
Please,
It was going to be the post-finals WNBA after party.
Wow.
Yeah. In Hong Kong.
Yeah.
That's
like
fucking
that.
Tight.
Yeah, it would have been nuts.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because like all the old school would have been there. Rebecca Lobo would have been, like, it would have been great.
Yeah. Mine is Vin Diesel, but from that movie where he had the Jewish stars tattooed on his shoulders. He was just in the back doing a shoulder press.
Wait, which movie was that?
It was one of them, Knock Around Guys.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, here's the thing about getting into 200 street fights. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. You know how we always end these episodes. Seriously. We got to end it right now. So just shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Haji B. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Say Sue Carmel. Shout out to the AFE subreddit,
shout
the
out
Patreon.
To Sinbad.
Shout out to fucking everybody, dude. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Chick-clackety!
Bam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.